Christopher Fox Graham.
The peach is a damn sexy fruit. If I could love a fruit like a woman, I would love a peach. Strong but soft, sweet but tart, the fuzz tickles my nose, and the sticky doness is finger-licking good. You can keep your apples, Mr. Johnny Appleseed, that turn brown in minutes. You can have your bitter grapefruit, the blinder of eyes at breakfast. Tempt me not, tomatoes or tomatoes, cucumbers and zucchinis, those transvestite fruit masquerading as vegetables. For shame. Be true to yourselves. Do not deny that you were born as and always will be fruit. Coconuts require hammers, screwdrivers, or stones, and I'm not into fetishes. Raspberries are too fragile and cannot love my volatility. Strawberries went corporate and sold out. Now just fruits of the man. Bananas are too exotic, too high maintenance. I have no patience for their ego. Cherries are just pulp, culture prostitutes, and everything from cough syrup to an acid to condoms. Give me truth. Give me tenderness. Give me consistency. Give me a peach. Give me millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. You can eat a peach voraciously, diving into juicy goodness dripping down your chin. Read it slowly in slices, one by one. You can nip off the skin bit by bit in a slow seduction and tongue and suck it to the end. Or you can rub that peach into your face, eating it like a drunk starving monkey, and leave the orgasmic dew on your cheeks and lips for hours. When complete, no matter how consumed, you have the core. As a reminder that we're all the same beneath it all. When our flesh, youth, and vitality are gone, yet you can bury the peach core to be born again. Because the peach embodies hope, the peach embodies life, the peach is a message. The peach is sensual, the peach is you and me, thus the peach is a damn sexy fruit.
Christopher Fox Graham.
Yeah.
May I have your scores, please?
Wow, this is easy.
We have a 9.9, a 10, a 10, a 10, and a 10.6 for Christopher Fox.